May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 610. Precious Jesus, friend of sinners, we as such to thee draw near. Let thy spirit now dwell in us, and with love our souls inspire. Fill, O fill us, with that love which casts out fear. 610. together from Deuteronomy chapter 31. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 31. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as ye live in the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go warring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, Then will they turn unto other gods and serve them, and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten out of the males of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they go about even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day, and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge, and said, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil shall befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
Most merciful and gracious God, we need thee now to draw near to us as thou didst to those that journeyed to Emmaus, that we may be favoured to feel and to know thy sweet presence, both in our hearts and too within these walls. Lord, we pray that the world may be shut out and Satan kept from the doors of the sanctuary and from the doors of our hearts, and that the flesh may be put in the dust, and that we may be in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and that we may be enabled from our hearts to worship thee in spirit and in truth and in the beauty of holiness. And O Lord, we pray that we may hear thy voice. And as thou didst speak to Moses and to Joshua of old, oh, we pray thou wilt come and speak to us. For thou hast said, My sheep, hear my voice. And oh, we pray that we may have that ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. O Lord, may it please thee to come where we each are and do our souls good. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, those that have come up hungering and thirsting after righteousness, for thou hast said they shall be filled. And oh, we pray that we may be fed with that bread from heaven, and that our souls, Lord, may be nourished, that we might be enriched with the precious sacred truths that thou dost speak to thy dear children. And oh, we pray that we may be enabled to plead that precious name that we've been singing of, dear Lord, the name of Jesus, that he may be made very precious to each of our souls and the one thing that is needful. Oh Lord, as we venture, we would plead that thou would have mercy upon us. Lord, we are contaminated by sin throughout, and sin is mixed with all we do and with all we think or say. Oh, we would be found at thy dear feet, humbly confessing our many, many sins, begging and pleading with thee for mercy, and that thou wilt wash us in thy precious blood and make us white in the blood of the Lamb. And O Lord, may we ever be pleading to be right for time and for eternity. And oh, that we may be amongst those that are washed and clean every whit. May we have the sweet assurance from heaven that thou didst suffer, bleed and die for us, and that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, we pray to have that real religion that's more than notion. Thou dost give to thy dear people. May we not just rest on our chapel going, or a name of form, or form of religion, but oh, may we be given that heavenly diligence to make our calling and our election sure. Oh, we pray for a sweet token for good, Lord, this day. Oh, that thou wouldst grant to us each some token of thy special love, some sweet token that we are born of God, and that our treasure is above. And O Lord, who come and reveal thyself to any that as yet know thee not, may this be the appointed time, not to propose but call by grace. May there yet be those brands plucked from the burning, those that shall be raised up to be faithful pillars in thy courts. Lord, where thou art working, may there be a gracious establishing in the truth, and that thy dear people might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, we pray thou wilt make us real and make us right. And, O Lord, we do seek thy appearing to those that may be in trouble or of soul, of circumstance, or in their families. We pray for thy appearing for them. For thou hast promised, I will be with him in trouble and will deliver him. And oh, may thy troubled people, whatever be the nature, Lord, of that trouble, be delivered. Oh, may delivering grace be granted. And those, Lord, in affliction's pathway, we commend them to thee, that thou wilt send that needed healing for them, if it's thy will. For Lord, thou didst say, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And thou knowest, Lord, those that need healing in their souls and those in healing in body. And we pray that that healing virtue may flow forth. Lord, do comfort those that are bereaved and those that are in sorrow of heart. And oh, thou alone canst turn that sorrow and grief, Lord, into joy. And as thou didst promise thy dear disciples, and they were to wonderfully see the fulfilment of it, oh, may thy people today have their sorrows all sanctified to them, their afflictions sanctified, that out of the bitter may come forth that which is sweet. And we would pray, dear Lord, for the dear children. And we pray thou wilt work in them while in early days. May they be brought to bear the yoke in their youth, to seek thy face and to serve thee. May the prayers of dear parents be heard and answered for their offspring. May there be raised up a seed that shall serve thee, and a generation to call thee the Redeemer blessed. And oh, we pray that thou wilt bless the Sabbath school and help those that teach in it, and may they have those sweet encouragements from time to time, that they labour not in vain, or spend their strength for naught. But oh, we pray that there may be that seed sown which shall be manifested in days to come. And Lord, we pray for the dear young people, thou wilt guide them and direct them and help them to seek thy face in all things. And those studying, Lord, to help them in all their studies. And we pray that they may each commit their way to thee, and help us to continually, Lord, and cast all their cares upon thee, and may they have the sweet assurance thou carest for them. And O Lord, provide God-fearing husbands, God-fearing wives, a suitable employment, and all thy dear people need, Lord, and especially among the young. Lord, we pray that thou wilt keep us from all the snares of Satan and all the dangers there are in the journey. And dear Lord, do keep us from ourselves. And oh, we pray to be kept from sinning and grieving thee. And we pray, Lord, to be kept tender, humble, and be blessed with the mind and the spirit of Christ, and be clothed in humility. May thy grace abound in us. Lord, we see so much and feel so much within the aboundings of sin. But oh, may grace abound over it all. Do bless the dear families here. And remember those that have not offspring. We pray thou would especially remember them. Grant them, Lord, that quietness of mind and sweet submission to thy mind and thy will. O Lord, as the dear poet said, let me not murmur or repine under these trying strokes of thine. And oh, we do thank thee for bringing David and Priscilla safely back from the States, Lord, and we pray that he may be healed in the affliction upon him, restoring mercies. And we pray that they may be blessed with those visits from thyself. Do help our dear brother at the desk, and do bless the hymns he gives out, and help him in all his path. And oh, may all needed wisdom be given to the dear deacons in all things. We thank thee, Lord, for healing and restoring mercies. And we pray thou would add to the church precious souls, if it be thy holy will. We thank thee for what thou hast done. Oh, may it be the commencement as thou didst work of old, that there may be the sound of an abundance of rain. Oh, do pour thy spirit out here and upon the churches, Lord. And may there yet be a reviving of thy work, a bringing in of prodigals. And may there be yet an awakening of many sinners round to come and fill this place and our own flock at home and throughout Zion. And O Lord, we would pray with the psalmist, wilt thou not revive us again? Thy people might rejoice in thee. Do come to any that are in special need, Lord, and we pray thou wilt supply. Those that feel to be at the ends of the earth, oh, may a grain of living faith be given, that they may look again toward thy holy temple. And oh, may they see thy appearing. And dear Lord, do bless thy dear servants. We pray especially for our own flock as they gather today. And oh, may it please thee to help thy dear servant, and it may be a special day in thy courts, a day never to be forgotten. And oh, that thou wouldst work wondrously. Lord, we would pray for each of thy servants for that gracious anointing. May the word preached bear fruit to thy honour and to thy glory. And we would pray for our nation, that thou would hear the prayers that are put up by thy people. That thou wilt bless our Queen and Prince Philip. We thank thee for bringing him safely through his operation. And we pray that each of the royal household may be brought to seek thy face, if they have not already. And that there may be those, Lord, to stand for right things. Do remember our Prime Minister and her government, Lord, and we pray that thou wilt guide those in the negotiations regarding leaving the European Union. May we yet see thy hand appear in it all, amidst all the opposition from Satan and from man. Lord, thou alone canst work. Lord, who put down those evil and violent men, and remember thy war-torn people. And we pray for thy appearing for them. Overturn and overturn all the works of Satan and his agents. And may we yet see the wonders God alone can do. We pray for a true spirit of real thanksgiving and praise for the beautiful sunshine and all the mercies of providence, Lord. And oh, may the glorious sun of righteousness arise in our souls with healing in his wings. And we would praise thee, dear Lord, for all thy mercies in so many ways. And we would crown thee, Lord of all. To anoint us now to speak a few things in thy holy name. It pleased thee, dear Lord, to touch our lips with that live coal from off thy heavenly altar. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, pardon and forgive what we've uttered amiss. Make up where we so fail. We would ask it all in the precious name of Jesus, for his dear name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 251. When Jesus with his mighty love visits my troubled breast, my doubts subside, my fears remove, and I'm completely blessed. Hymn 251.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, and verses 7 and 8. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, and verses 7 and 8. Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, and verses 7 and 8. And Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Moses had come to the close of his journey here below. And he tells us, as we read in the lesson, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Moses, you see, had been sent of God and anointed of God to be God's messenger to the people and to represent God's holy law. But now he comes to the close. His days on earth were to be few. He was not to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. It was Joshua, who was a beautiful type, really, of the dear Lord Jesus, was to lead these dear children of Israel into Canaan. And the first thing we would name is how wonderfully the Lord enabled Moses to speak to all Israel, not to some of them. These precious words of his departure, and a special word for them each, really. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it, when the Lord gives us something personal from him. And here, it was a collective word, first of all, to all Israel, and then a special message for dear Joshua. Something that the dear man would need every step of the journey from this hour onwards. And are there those of us here today that need something special from the Lord? And you know, if the Lord gives us a word from heaven, it will be a special word, a word that you won't forget, nor I. And it was a word to Joshua that was to carry him from this day right the way through into the promised land and to carry him to the day of his death. Such is the blessedness of when the Lord gives a word from heaven. Before I look at the case of Joshua, let me just remind you of what the Lord spoke through Moses to the whole congregation of the children of Israel. And may he say it to us each today. And the Lord shall give them up. This is the enemies that they had with Sihon, the king of the and Og, the kings of the Amorites. And there were going to be many dangers they got to go through, many enemies they were to be faced with in the future. The Lord shall give them up before your face. It was all his work, you see, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. And then he gives them this special word, and may speak it to some poor trembling soul today. Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. That was a wonderful, comprehensive promise given to all Israel, which the Lord was to fulfill. But think of dear Joshua. Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel. They were all to hear what the Lord had to speak to him. And that's a wonderful thing, you know, to be able to hear what the Lord is to speak to maybe personally an individual today. And all to hear it. Now, what was before Joshua? That is the first point we should name concerning him, really. It was a great matter that was before him. For those of you today that may have got some great matter before you, the great matter was this. He was to lead a people that Moses had so faithfully led over all those years. 40 years in the wilderness. One of the old preachers has said, really, the life of Moses was divided into three parts, each of 40 years. The first 40 he had in Egypt, under Pharaoh. And then the Lord wonderfully brought him out. The second 40 were at the backside of the desert. And why was he there? The Lord was graciously teaching him and anointing him to lead the children of Israel, and it was all done at the backside of the desert by God himself. And that's why Moses' religion and Moses' grace stood, because the Lord was the author of it and the finisher of it. You You know, he didn't learn those things in a college or by any man. The Lord taught him at the backside of the desert. And you know, there's a lot of teaching in that, you know. I remember when I chaired a church meeting some years ago of a godly man going into the ministry. And one of the old discerning characters that were there to hear his call to the ministry said to me afterwards, he will be all right because he's had a good groundwork to his religion and to the exercise concerning the ministry. A lot of it was done at the backside of the desert, not visible to men, but all done by God. The preparation, you see. And there Moses was to be prepared to lead the children of Israel. And then, of course, there's the 40 years leading them through the wilderness. But he was favoured, you know, and I feel I just ought to name it before we go further. He was favoured too to have a glimpse into the land of Canaan. Oh, he was. He viewed it all. He knew what there was there, though he was not to lead the children of Israel. And I love what the hymn writer said. And oh, that we might climb where Moses stood and view the landscape all. Not death's cold streams nor Jordan's flood could fright them from the shore. He viewed it all, and so he knew what those dear children of Israel were to enter into. But what about Joshua? To follow such a man, you know, I feel it so much. Every time I go into the Dicker pulpit. And how many times I say to the Lord concerning it, to follow a man such as the late Mr. Sperling Tyler, the late beloved pastor, who was pastor for 50 years. You know, and no doubt Joshua felt, and one does personally, so inadequate to follow such a man as Moses. And remember, he was still young. And then there was the great burden and great weight of all the souls of these children of Israel that he got to lead. He wasn't just leading them as the weight and responsibility and burden of it all was upon him. Really, it was like Elisha when the mantle fell from Elijah. The whole weight fell upon Elisha, didn't it? The death of Elijah. And the same thing applies here. The whole weight was to fall upon him. How was he to bear it? Well, in and of himself, he couldn't, could he? And it may be there are those things that are laid upon you, and you say to the Lord, Lord, but how can I carry it? How can I bear it? How can I go forward? The weight of it, the responsibility of it. You know, if you read back into many of our causes of truth, the history of them, so often in days past, and may it still be so today, the Lord prepares men for office. Now, I don't know why I say this, but you see, he where he'll prepare a man, maybe for the ministry or a pastorate, and the Lord will lay it on them and he will fit it to their shoulders. It's not for anybody else, but that particular person. And here it was with Joshua. It wasn't by chance that it was to be laid on him. The Lord had appointed it in eternity past. And the same thing with the diaconate. I often think when I first went to the Dicker, the deacons were well advanced in age. They were stalwarts. But you know, one of those dear deacons, he told me how he came to be appointed. And he said, you know, the Lord laid the exercise on him of the diaconate years before he joined the church. And for 10 years, he had such the exercise about following the Lord in the sacred step of baptism, but he said to the Lord, Lord, I can't go because I know what it means. Now, he was right outside of the church, but the Lord was preparing him for it. And for that office, and you know, when after he ventured to eventually join, and the Lord did it by severe means, brought him into such deep trouble, and he knew why it was, because of his disobedience to the commandment of God, and he knew what would happen. And after a little season, the new deacons had to be appointed, and he was one of them. And he could tell the church how he kicked against it all those years before the Lord made him willing, so he couldn't do anything else but venture and to take the responsibility. But may we see the Lord anoint such throughout Zion today for the ministry, like he did for Joshua, and too for the responsibilities in the churches. But let us, and I must hasten, look at what the Lord wonderfully declares here through Moses. Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong, be strong. He needed that word, you know. There's no doubt he felt his weakness, his inability. Be strong. And it may be you have something before you today, poor soul, the unknown way of the future. May this be a word for your poor heart. Be strong. You need to be strong in leadership of these children of Israel. He had to be. He needed strong hands. Oh, he did. To lead. Be strong. Now remember, they were not an easy people. They were stiff-necked. They were rebellious. They kicked against the Lord, they kicked against Moses, and Joshua had seen it all. But he got to be strong to lead them, to guide them, to direct them. He hadn't got to waver. Be strong. And that strength that Joshua needed was not in himself, and it was not in the children of Israel. The strength was in the God of heaven, his God. Be strong. And then he had to be strong against the enemies there were that were to oppose the children of Israel. To be strong against them. You think of dear Daniel and how he had to be strong. He had to be strong, didn't he, to go into the den of lions. But he had to be strong against the enemies that came against him. Think of the great enemy of your soul and mine, Satan. Be strong. We think of that beautiful word, and I may have told you before, but it's a sacred word to me. When I, in my teenage days, and I had the exercise of the ministry upon me, and you know, that exercise really wore me down, and then the afflictions. I had shingles ever so bad, and on top of it, glandular fever, and I'd got no strength. And this great burden and exercise of ministry upon me, I thought it was all going to kill me. I remember going into my bedroom one day, and I just, with a true weakness, just fell down on my knees before the God of heaven and pleaded he would appear. And you know, the Lord dropped these beautiful words in the 10th chapter of Daniel and the 19th verse right into my soul. And he said this, "O man, greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee." And then these words, "Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me." And you know, from that very hour, I felt the strength come in me, both in body and too in soul. And from that day I started to get better from the affliction. But you see, there's no doubt that dear Joshua needed this word. That's why the Lord spoke it to him, because he was going to need it. And it may be the Lord spoken a word to you, and you think, well, why has he spoken that? I remember taking a baptizing service back in 1975, a dear husband and wife. And you know, I gave the dear man those words. I felt the Lord gave it to me so clearly to speak to him at the top of the pool. "As thy day, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." And he said to me afterwards, "Why ever did you give me that word?" But you know, after a season, he came to me, he said, "You know, I've needed that word you've given me." And of recent days, when I've seen him here and elsewhere, he said to me, "You know, I've needed that word every day." You see, when the Lord speaks, he gives it to the child of God that needs it. And they not only need it today, they need it for the future. And so did Joshua. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong and follow the dear Redeemer. Be strong and keep his commandments. Be strong in faith, looking unto Jesus. Be strong and of a good courage. Of a good courage. That didn't mean to say just natural courage he needed, but courage in his soul to venture on. Be strong and of a good courage. We often sing in one of our hymns, don't we, where our courage has fled. We haven't got the courage we once had. But here's a word, and if nothing, I preach it to myself. Be strong and of a good courage. And poor soul, that's what you've got to do. As helped by God to venture on. And then he says, why? For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them. They must go with this people. There's no doubt the devil will be tempting him. Well, you know, you can go with all the other people in the earth, but no, it's go with this people. They were God's dear chosen children. They must go with this people. I think of the late Mr. Simmons, you know. The Lord gave him this word to take the pastorate at Skeynes Hill. Thou must go with this people. I shall never forget him telling me. Because I questioned him why he'd accepted the invitation. And he said, I accepted it because the Lord spoke these words to me. Thou must go with this people. And he said, I knew what I got to do then. The Lord made it absolutely clear, you see. It's a wonderful thing when the Lord makes it clear. Now, often when he makes it clear to us in a step, whether it's in providence or in grace, that to be proved and be tried. Oh, it will. And you look at the life of Joshua afterwards, or go through for further books of Moses concerning Joshua. It wasn't an easy path, was it? But they must go with this people. And the Lord was making him willing to go with them, you see. We read, don't we, and I often quote it, that 110th Psalm. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. And they made him willing to go with them. It's just like dear Ruth, really. She was made willing, wasn't she, by the Lord to go with Naomi, who was a beautiful type of the Church of God. So different than Orpah, wasn't she? There they were, sister-in-laws, both born in Moab. But look at the difference in them. Orpah went back to her gods and to her people. Where do you stand and where do I today in this? Is your heart, the heart, reason why Orpah went back to her gods and to her people was because that's where her heart was. It was still in Moab. The Lord had never brought her out of it. But think of dear Ruth. She was brought up the same amongst that ungodly nation. But oh, what does she say to Naomi? Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. She wanted to dwell with them while she was here, and she wanted to be with them afterwards in glory. For where thou dwellest, will I dwell. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God, for thou must go. Let me just tarry a moment here. Thou must go. He didn't say to Joshua, well, you may go, or if you do this or that, then you can go. Thou must go. When this text dropped in, that seemed to so rest upon me. Thou must go. with this people. And there may be one here, the Lord is saying that to today. Thou must go. There was no doubt about it. It was the divine commandment of God. Thou must go. The old preachers used to say the word of God is full of divine certainties. And think out what a certainty this was to Joshua. Thou must go. And you think how you would stand and I in this matter this morning. Are we willing to go with his people? I love that couplet of the hymn where the dear hymn writer said, I'll go for all his paths of peace. I'll go. And you look at those precious souls that the Lord Jesus said, like Peter and the fisherman and Matthew at receipt of custom, he said to them, follow me, and they must go. And they did, didn't they? And follow him. For thou must go with this people. What drew him to this people? It was because the Lord was with them. That's what drew him to. He could see the Lord was with them. And when you can see the Lord is with his dear people, you're after real things and truly fear the Lord, and he is your God and Saviour, you'll say, Lord, I must go with them. And he makes you willing to. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. You see, the Lord was reminding dear Joshua of what the Lord had sworn to them. He had sworn to them that he would give them the promised land. They would inherit it. And Joshua must go with them to it. Are we amongst those that are going to a promised land? You know, the Lord has prepared heaven for his dear people. Jesus said, didn't he? I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. The Lord was to prepare the land of Canaan, and he was to prepare those that entered into it. It's a beautiful type of heaven. A land, you see, so different than what they've been passing through the wilderness. It was a vale of tears through that wilderness. But there they were to enter into a land that was flowing with milk and honey. And they were to be partakers of it. And the Lord had sworn that he would give them this land. And here they were to enter into it. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it. They were to inherit the land. What a blessed inheritance there is laid up for the Lord's dear people in glory. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. The wisdom that the wise man speaks of there is not in man, not in natural wisdom. He will make the sinner wise unto salvation. Christ is their wisdom. Well could Moses say in Psalm 90, so teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And that wisdom is a precious Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, didn't he, in writing to the church at Corinth, who is made unto us wisdom. And oh, may the Lord make us wise to our standing before a holy God, wise to seek him who is wisdom to his dear people. But it is really this eighth verse that I really wanted to set before you today, and I can just hint at it before we leave it. The Lord gave him this beautiful promise, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Before we look into it, let me ask you this question. And you can answer before the God of heaven. Do you need this word, or are you satisfied without it? You think of that before God. Dear Joshua needed this word. I should never forget, if I may drop a personal note here, when I joined the church in 1963, I felt as I went to that first Lord's Supper to need a special word to be given me from the Lord. Not only to sit at that first Lord's Supper, but for all the life before me, the life of the Spirit within. And the dear servant of God that received me into the church, he gave me this word, you know, and it wasn't just him that gave it. I have proved it over the years. It was a very special word to me. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Do you feel this morning, poor soul, the need of the Lord to go before you? It may be certain matters in your providential pathway. It may be in your soul. It may be in your family. It may be in your business. You need the Lord to go before you. And here the Lord promises he will go before Joshua. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. There was no doubt about it. As he ventures to lead these dear children of Israel, the Lord was to go before him. Let me just name one or two things. Firstly, there are some precious characters recorded in God's word that are clear evidences that the Lord does go before his people. The first we would name is the children of Israel, which Moses had sweetly experienced, and many of these dear souls here had experienced. The Lord went before them at the Red Sea, didn't he? Oh, he did. How could they venture through that sea, pursued by Pharaoh and his house? The Lord was to go before. He was to make the way. When he goes before, you know, he'll make the way. It's like in the east where the shepherd always goes before his sheep. He never drives them. We see today, and I witness it nearly every day in the sheep behind our house, the shepherd doesn't go before them, they drive them. But you know, in the East, the shepherd always goes before. And the old shepherds, you know, in years past, they always went before the sheep. So they knew exactly what those sheep had got to go through. And think of the children of Israel at the Red Sea. The Lord was to go before, and what was he to do? He was to divide the sea before them. See how wonderfully the Lord went before them. He divided the sea. It stood as a wall on the right hand and on the left. The waters were divided. The Lord went before. And he brings them right the way through it. And he went before them too in destroying Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. Just briefly, and I must leave it. Think, going back to Daniel. You think of that Daniel. The Lord went before Daniel into that den of lions. Oh, he did. The Lord made Daniel willing to go into that den. But the Lord went before him. And what did he do? He shut the lions' mouths. They couldn't hurt him. Beautiful proofs of the Lord going before his dear people, you see. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Go back to what I said earlier about these eternal certainties. He doth go before thee. The devil may say, oh, but he's not going before you. You can face the devil with this word. The Lord said, he doth go before thee. And when he goes before you, poor soul, he'll make the way and he'll shut the lion's mouths. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £720, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Wheatley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Adrian Pickett next Lord's Day. And our friends at Fen Stanton hold their anniversary services on Saturday. And Sunday school this afternoon will be at Greenside Close at Andy and Betsy's. Let us close with hymn 250. Though justly of wrongs we complain, of faithfully sinners reproved, yet still we do all things in vain, unless we do all things in love. 'Tis love makes us humble and meek, the wounds of ill usage it cures, it pities the falls of the weak, the pride of the lofty endures. 250.
forgive now anything thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Do bless thy own word. May we not leave it all on the chapel doorstep. May there be a little to abide. Who take us each now into thy kind care and keeping. And be with us during the interval. And come up with us again this evening if it be thy holy will. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.